Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, yo.
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 The firing squad. Back once again.
Minus just Jay, of course. It is us. We are back. Another week. Let's get to it. It is your man, I Topped Off. We are back, another Thursday, glad to be back. On my right side, I got Dr. Doom DiBiase, Diesel.
Representing from everybody, from the illiterate to the inconsiderate, let's go and let's get into it. Let's get it.
And I think he's talking about me. Early salt my way. Just Jay, have you made an appearance?
Yeah.
Oh, why, thank you. Okay. Let's get to it. We're talking Drake and Meek Mill.
Oh, Diesel, where do we start?
Well, supposedly Meek's supposed to have a song coming out tonight, but at this point, who cares? The internet has dragged him for a few days. For the naysayers such as Just Jay, who were hating on Drake before, he dropped a second diss record. The first one, he tried to throw out some breadcrumbs to make the pigeons, you know, come out. They didn't come out. So he said, fuck it, and threw out some clearly directed jabs. Then took one of the lines out of his song and sent Charlamagne stick bottles. And even the picture chosen for the song is Joe Carter from the Toronto Blue Jays hitting a homer to win back-to-back titles. So the subliminals is even coming in the artwork chosen. I want to know what Meek Mill can do to combat this. Like, okay, right? He's supposed to be this battle rapper, but really all he really got at was Cassidy. But, okay, well, is he going to tough talk Drake? Because don't nobody care about that. Is he going to talk about gun clapping him? Do any of us really believe he's nicer than him? But, like, where does he go with this? It's clear that Drake is determined to not let the dark-skinned suicide bomber disrupt his light-skinned hegemony. So, that's the way it is, man. I mean, the first shot, everybody's like, oh, I miss the old school, I miss the old school, where people used to ditch each other and call out names. Well, then he got him again, and everybody hopped on the dick. So, we'll see. It ain't really a battle until somebody swings back, so.
Well, yeah, that first joint charged up was weak sauce to me. Thought it was Twinkie filling sauce. Back-to-back joint was tough. You know, he had some dope lines in this, which is what you want to hear. I'm disgusted that people have jumped to the conclusion that this is over. I am disgusted that people are saying, without even hearing a rebuttal, that there's no way Meek can overcome the onslaught of slander that has been thrown his way on the internet. If anything has been proven before, is that the rap fan is fickle. What's good today is basura tomorrow. What's trash today, tomorrow can be turned into gold. So, the conjecture by so many hip-hop heads, esteemed and non-esteemed, to proclaim that there is no way in hell Meek Mill can do anything to combat this onslaught is, on its face, laughable. We all know better, especially the OGs that's been in this game. We all know better. We've seen tables turn. We've seen people get laughed at one breath, and then drop a song, and it's like, oh shit, dude's got some fucking bars. Let's not act as if that's never happened in hip hop. This is rap. This is what it's about, a back and forth. Now, if Meek drops a song and the song is trash, then yes, of course, everyone has said it's true. But to pretend like today or yesterday or the day before yesterday that there's no hope, I mean, come on. Come on. We don't all gotta be Drake apologists to sit down and be patient and see what occurs. Let's be real.
You still waiting for that Ghostface diss track or no?
I never wanted a Ghostface diss track.
Right, because all your old school dudes never want your people to adhere to the same rules though.
Who's my people? Fam.
All the old schoolers.
When Common went at Drake, there were some people who said Common should sit his old ass down and stop making diss songs about the new. So please, let's not talk about this as if it's a
old versus new type of shit.
Because it's not.
Who's a Common fan like not. That?
You! You said specifically Common should scoop his old ass down and stop rapping to these young dudes. It's time
because
for the young dudes to take over. So let's not bring in he's an old dude. Hold up. Let's not bring in he's an old dude.
Don't miss
because Ghostface didn't respond. Come on.
Don't misquote me. What I said was, why is he trying to diss this young dude over a girl? Which is what it was, over a girl.
And matters?
And this wasn't even good. Yeah, of course it matters.
Why does it matter?
40 years old dissing a 17-year-old girl. Get out of here,
so Drake is 17?
Get out of here.
What are we talking about here?
Dissing a kid over a girl.
Drake
get
is a kid?
Here,
let's stop building
get
up our
here,
young
man.
Heroes in hip-hop, and let's let hip-hop do what hip-hop does.
Yeah,
period.
Which is respond.
Ghostface
which is
doesn't
respond
have to respond. Don't,
right,
Ghostface doesn't have
right,
to respond
right.
to Action Bronson because
has,
Ghostface
the
is Ghostface. That's why.
Yeah, right.
That's
why.
Because what,
bogus.
He can't?
That's bogus.
Because he can't? Are we
he
saying that Ghost
does.
Can't respond?
When is he going
to? If
out?
He wants
Never.
To. That's the point. Why should he have to? Why should he have to?
Why should Drake have to respond to Meek Mill?
Because they're contemporaries.
No, they're not.
Let's not ask. Are we at? How
let's
are they not contemporaries?
Like let's not act like one person ain't been running the pole position for like 5 years. They
Who cares?
Not,
they're not contemporaries?
They're the same age.
So Drake has no contemporaries.
Kendrick, maybe? I'll even take J. Cole. Meek Mill? Stop it. They're not on the same
so this
level.
Is not, so
by
this,
any
is, not, this
mean.
Is not about,
by
this is
any
not about
mean.
Skills. So you're just saying Meek Mill is not worthy to talk to
I'm
Drake.
Saying, so what
right?
I'm
That's what you're saying?
To, what I'm saying what are you saying about Ghostface?
I already told you about Ghostface. Ghostface
I don't
is fake. He doesn't have to respond because of who he is. Period.
So he's a
you
rapper.
You may not like
he's
that answer, but that's the answer.
He's a rapper.
You may not like
MC,
it, that's the
but
answer.
He don't got a response. So he's a rapper and an MC.
Exactly.
But he don't got a response.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
That's just
yeah.
What I want. So just yes. Like we say, their rules apply to some, but not all.
The rules apply to some, but not all. Absolutely.
Yes.
If
okay,
you're 20 years in the game,
that's all I wanted to hear.
20 years in the game.
That's all I wanted to hear.
As if Wu-Tang doesn't have a name.
That's
come
all
on,
I wanted to hear. That's all I wanted to hear.
Let
if
everybody
the rules
go
don't apply
the
to everyone.
Let
no,
everybody
right.
Go through
the rules don't apply to everyone. That's all.
Everybody
I wanted
needs to go through the cauldron. Contemporaries go through contemporaries.
What battle?
That's
the
point.
Who did the move
nah,
out?
Nah, they beat people
they
up.
Threaten people.
They beat people
they
up.
Talk,
yeah,
they talk
and
shit and
they
threaten
get,
people. They don't rhyme.
They get their goons. They get their goons
right.
To beat people up. That's
right.
Beef.
Right.
So
right.
That's what you want,
right.
Rather?
Right.
You rather that?
Right. That's what you want.
You rather the beat up?
That's what you want. Because clearly they don't got to rhyme.
I don't.
Anymore.
I never said anything about. I didn't
clearly
say anything about beat
rhyme.
Up. I'm just telling you what Wu-Tang does. I'm telling
clearly,
you what Wu-Tang does. They
clearly. Clearly they don't have to rhyme.
What
when Joe
they?
Button said,
they
I'll
they?
Wipe the floor with Method Man on the mic, he got responded to with violence. So clearly, the rules don't apply to everybody. Even the people that are supposed to be so hip-hop, but they don't got a rhyme?
What's
so, okay.
But what is so hip-hop? Okay. That's what I'm trying to understand.
Don't act like you don't know, man.
What's the correlation? That's what I'm saying.
Whatever, man. We can go to the next topic. If you're going to dance like that, side,
there's no
we
dancing.
Know
I already
that
told you.
Just know,
I already told you. Ghostface doesn't have to respond to Action
we
Bronson.
Just know.
That's what I
we
said.
We just know that everybody don't have to adhere to these rap rules that's supposedly so powerful that the new kids suck because they don't follow them. But everybody
but
don't
was,
follow them. That's all I
there was
to.
Nothing
but I want
but that conversation
that's
didn't
all.
Occur. Nobody said that over here. Nobody said that these rap kids have to follow those rules. Nobody said anything about that. As a matter of fact, what I'm saying,
are you saying that's not
as
being
a matter,
said?
Listen to
are
what
you
I'm saying.
That's not being
as
said?
A matter of fact, as a matter of fact, when somebody makes a diss record, what I'm saying is give the person an opportunity to respond to that diss record before we say the battle is over. That's what I'm saying. What part of that is saying hip-hop rules don't adhere to the young crowd? I'm confused.
You must be.
Which part of that is not hip-hop?
Listen, man, all I'm saying is apply everything to everybody. And you know the discussions that are going on. I didn't accuse you of saying anything. We observe the space. And you know what's
what
going
I'm
on in the space. So if you
exactly,
didn't say
that's
don't
my
act
point.
Like you haven't,
in
don't
the
act
space,
like you haven't
in the
seen
space
it
of
being said. Don't act like
in
you haven't
space
seen
of
it being said.
In the space of hip-hop, what I'm saying is that Drake put out two diss songs. Two diss songs. Meek Mill has not put out anything yet. If he
but
fails
he started
to put out
it.
Anything,
how you gonna,
if
you
he fails,
it?
Hold on, fam. Let me. If he fails to put out a diss record, he lost. If the diss record he pulled out is shitty, he lost. But he didn't put out a diss record yet. So let it breathe.
How long is it gonna breathe? It's been a while.
As long,
how long is it gonna breathe?
If it takes 3 weeks, a month, I don't care. It's by
you
September.
Don't care because you
it's
you
by
don't
September,
care.
If by September there is no this record, then all I can say is yes, absolutely.
September.
Yes, September.
By the time September comes, are you aware of who's listening to this shit? The internet is doing this shit. Oh, if he don't say nothing by the end of this week, you know, September.
But he.
We,
but the point
we,
is,
we
he didn't say anything.
Magazine.
It's Thursday.
We haven't released a magazine.
But what I'm saying is Thursday, 4 days after a song, and the internet has already declared him the loser because he didn't respond. Let it breathe.
No, they declared him a loser because he popped all that shit, and we still wait.
No,
everybody
no.
They got shit on. They two of us. you can't make up a song that fast. Oh, what really happened was he realized he was in Canada and he didn't want no problem. That's what happened.
Now, so Meek is pussy now.
You call it what you want. I didn't say it. You said it. you call it what you think it is. You call it what you think it is. You're a tough guy, but all of a sudden, after you said it, oh shit, this is in Toronto.
Wow.
Oh shit, it's in Toronto. Oh shit.
Wow.
What did that sound like to you, my friend?
Well,
what did that sound like to you?
Because I'm not from Philly. I can't say nothing. I'm not from Philly.
Speaking of, caller, you're finally live. I apologize for the delay.
What up? It's Malice Intended.
What up?
First of all, I want to say that so far, Just J versus O'Diesel is way more exciting than Meek Mill versus Drake.
Yeah, exactly. Certainly. Yes. Certainly. Absolutely.
You guys should record this and put it out and be like, look, fellas, this is how you do it.
Because
that right there.
Malice.
You know what I'm saying?
Malice.
Yeah, go ahead.
Malice. Okay. Great analogy. My question to you, the million-dollar question to you is, who is Meek and who is Drake?
Okay. Meek is a dude that really doesn't matter, but for some reason certain people think that he matters, like, I guess because of some hits he had a few years ago and because he's down with Rick Ross or whatever.
You mean like his big hit that Drake was on?
Doom, 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 yeah. Doom, doom, doom. Right, and then, you know, Drake is the dude that's been running the game for the last 5 years, really. So one's a nobody, the other is someone that matters.
So who was Drake and who is Meek Mill? Is it Just J Meek Mill? Like, how did you see the argument?
Oh, snap. I'm not answering that, yo. I'm not answering that. You're not going to put me in a trick bag.
Wow.
I'm not answering that.
Wow. And I got to put you back on hold, Malice. I got to put you back on hold.
Meek Mill.
Nah, fam.
I got to put you back on
hold,
Meek
Mill is a nobody.
Hold on. I'll answer the question like this.
Meek Mill is a nobody. The first question is Just J Meek Mill. Wow.
Just J, hold up. Just J, let me answer. Let me answer this.
Now, that's not your fault. That's not your fault, fam.
No, I know. Just J, while you are technically correct that the battle cannot be decided until both sides have responded, we're living in 2015. This isn't LL versus Modi no more. You can't be waiting months or years to drop a response. 50 Cent versus Rick Ross kind of changed that whole thing. You gotta be ready to have, like,
gotta
go back
be ready.
And forth on the table. Yeah, you gotta be ready. That's not an excuse. Meek Mill initiated this whole damn thing, and to be taking this long, brother, you better have some hit 'em up shit.
You better have a mega song.
You better have some. And I also agree. I also agree with O in this sense. I don't want to hear no street shit. I don't want to hear how your team is going to body him when he touched down in Philly. I don't care how much weight you're moving. I don't care how much time.
Like, who cares if your crew can body him?
And just say, I have to say it like this. If Meek Mill goes that route, I don't care how dope the song is. I don't care how hot the beat is. He lost. I will never give him that victory. Because, you initiated this.
Got to out-rhyme him now. If he don't write his rhymes, now you got to out-rhyme.
But that's not even, I don't even disagree with any of that. All I'm saying is that we need to let it breathe, though. That's all I'm saying.
Okay,
like, all
right, here's
the declaration is that this is over before it hasn't even really started. A battle doesn't start until there's at least two versions of a song that you can listen to. It doesn't start
technically
rapping and then somebody staying silent.
Technically, you're right. Technically, you're right. I won't debate any of that. Technically, you are right. But if we're honest with ourselves, I mean, I assume we're all in the same age range around here. For as far back as I can remember, battles in hip hop have never been judged objectively by any fan. And in fact, most of the time they're judged before they even take place. When Tupac and Biggie had their little thing, I think everybody pretty much knew where they stood before Hit 'Em Up even came out. Same thing with Mo D and LL. same thing with the little thing that happened with Hit Squad, all that stuff. For me, and the thing is with Meek, Meek called out Drake on some MC shit. You didn't call him out on some street shit. You said he had a ghostwriter. You're talking about his craft. You are talking about his integrity as far as what kind of rapper he is. So you chose the direction of the battle. So, you know, we all know that Drake, that Meek Mill cannot out-rap Drake in that sense. So what's he going to come with? And the clock is ticking, and with every second, Meek Mill looks worse because this is 2015. We're not playing
totally
by
agree.
Bronx, yeah, Bronx totally block agree. Party rules anymore. Yeah, I mean, so
absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm gonna admit I'm biased. I'm biased in this, even though I'm not a fan of either dude yet. But I'm going with Drake on it. I gotta go with Drake.
Sidebar. Drake. Yep. I mean, Jay-Z is already looking to part ways with Tyler. He's gone eerily quiet despite statements of support from Nicki Minaj and Madonna. He's losing a lot of money. And he still hasn't even paid the rights to the artist yet. And now, Baby the Pedophile is taking him to court.
One question before I go, because I do
what,
have to
what
go.
What's that got to do with what are we talking about?
And Malice, who is Drake and who is Meek? Are you dumb?
How did you get
involved in this?
Yo, yes, I'm torn because that's Jay is West Indian and that's my background, but Odilo is my partner. I don't know, man. I don't know who to choose on that one, man. I don't know.
Malice, hold on. Malice, you're Wu Head, right?
Yeah.
Choose the ball. You join your mother.
Wow.
You join your mother.
Choose the sword.
Wow.
I choose the firing squad. That's what I choose.
There you go. There you
Nick,
go.
Please.
Don't let this guy press you, man.
And question. I have a question for you guys, actually. I'm beginning to notice, why is it whenever the question comes up of old school rappers not playing by the rules that they set for the culture, I notice on the firing squad, Wu-Tang's name always seems to come up whenever you guys bring that subject up. Why is
they
gotta, that?
They got to rhyme and stop beating people up, man.
I didn't bring it up.
Here's my thing with that whole thing.
I love the Wu like everybody else. But they got, at some point, you got to rhyme if somebody say you can't rhyme.
But here's the thing, O. Here's where I'm coming from with it. I love the Wu too. But here's where I'm coming from with it. If you remember during that whole thing, I remained silent. You know why? Don't nobody care about Joe Budden and don't nobody care about Method Man no more. I don't care who wins in that battle. If Joe Budden wants to take that, like if he wants to be the better MC than Method Man, well, bully you, man. what the hell? Method Man was the poster boy of the Wu. He was the pretty boy. He was the matinee idol. I don't feel that doesn't win any points with me because you could beat him. Meet Ghost on the stage, then we could talk. Meet Jizzle, meet Dex, and we could talk. But Method Man, please, fuck out of here. Please. But fellas, I gotta end it on that note. I gotta end it on that note because I gotta go back to work. But as always, it's a pleasure.
As always.
Peace.
Malice, you're officially dark skin now. Peace.
Let's get to some of these real topics, man.
Yeah, real topics. Let's talk about more police brutality. It's just getting sadder and sadder. People getting shot on cam. People dying in the jail. Just Jay, where do we take this?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've been talking about this solidly for the last two years.
Yeah, right?
And nothing has
changed
yet.
The ante is up. Each case is progressively worse.
It gets worse each time we talk about it. Each time something new happens. But seriously, in Cincinnati, you know, just I watched the video of Sam Du Bois getting murdered. And, you know, it's just heartbreaking. Because not only is this wasn't, he wasn't even a Cincinnati police officer, he was a University of Cincinnati police officer. Like, he's supposed to keep the peace on the campus. A man went outside the campus and said, you know what? I'm about to do something. I'm about to arrest me a nigga. This is what he said. That's what he said in his head. Can't nobody tell me I'm wrong about that. The man died because he was missing his front license plate. Let that sink
in. And
the
plate was, not even that. The plate was on the dashboard. The plate was on the dashboard. It just wasn't hanging on the front of the car.
It's, you know, like OD said, it gets progressively worse. But,
unbelievable,
you know, seeing
man.
How Cincinnati responded, seeing how the DA in Cincinnati responded, and seeing how the police chief in Cincinnati has responded, you know, gives me a little glimmer of hope that some things might be moving in the direction that we want them to move. Because the guy was charged with murder. His bail was set at $1 million. And, you know, they look to be not, they don't look, it doesn't look like Cincinnati is trying to hide something.
Nah, man.
Whereas you saw in Ferguson, you saw in Baltimore, you saw in New York, you saw a concerted effort by the cops to hide the process. I don't know if this was a Cincinnati City police officer, if that would have been the same, because I don't know if the union represents this guy or how that goes. But, and again, I'll say this, but to hear the DA speak yesterday, and again, to hear the chief of police speak today, it's a tone that you haven't heard before in any of these cases. So with that, it gives me a slight glimmer of hope. But really, the situation is getting out of hand. And there's no place in these 50 states, from Los Angeles to New York City and everywhere in between, that I personally would feel safe when having an interaction with the police. There's nowhere that I would feel at ease, or that I would feel that my life, my freedom was not in jeopardy for any interaction that I've had with the police. And that is a damning statement. OD.
You know what's sad about all this is that we're removing objections with each one. So, with Eric Garner, well, why was the guy out there selling cigarettes? Well, with Sandra Bland, well, why did she give the cop a funky-ass attitude? Now we arrive at a place where, first of all, it's a campus cop, right? Which means this could have been a fucking kid that he did something to, right? Now you get to the point where he clearly doesn't know what the law is, because he's trying to get into the guy's car while he's talking to him and not saying anything to him. The guy was very polite. So the guy's been arrested 50 times. Trust me, he knows procedure. He knows policy, you know. And if you're arrested 50 times, you ain't no real criminal. He probably got weed infractions and, you know, bullshit. The guy wasn't like 100 years old. He's a young guy with 50 arrests. So you know it ain't murder. You know it ain't real criminal shit, right? He's very polite to him. He said, you know what? I didn't know I had it, but you know what? Look me up. Your records are very familiar with me. Look me up. I'm here. I got a license. The guy tries to take him out of the car without even asking him to get out the car, which was bullshit in the first place. And he shoots him in the head. Then he lies, talking about the guy was dragging him and he was self-defense, and the other cop backed him up. So if they're doing this with dash cam and with body cam, What were they doing before they were visually accountable? We speak to such larger issues, man, and it's like they're not going to be happy until somebody starts taking life for life. And I don't even know if that's what they're trying to engender. You got one guy in Mississippi, right? Supposedly, some blacks took down the Mississippi flag from his porch because it's got like a version of the Confederate battle flag in, as part of it, and spray painted, get this, "Blacks Rule" on his driveway. Now, if that ain't the most bullshit attempt at trying to frame something, did he throw up a server or something?
No one says that in the community.
No black people have no ever one. Say that. Not even no black people ever. That hang out with white people say that. Rule what? The gym? Rule what? Seriously, man.
So it's
almost like intentional antagonism. You know, but really, I'll go back to Sandra Bland and say thank you to her family for not talking that peace shit, for not talking that forgiveness shit. Let me tell you something, man. These churches are doing a disservice to black people when they start talking that forgive and forget shit. You'll never hear some rabbi tell his people to forgive and forget the Holocaust. You'll never hear that shit. We got an ongoing Holocaust. We've been the boogeyman since America got here. We were the first illegal immigrants with no papers. And it's just still going on. And, you know, how many times are we going to have this show? You know what I'm saying? How many times do we have to have this issue? And it's not going to stop. You know, when you look at the history of the world, man, sometimes people be wanting some really ridiculous shit, man. Like, they want peace. When? When did that shit ever happen? When has that ever happened in the history of mankind? When has that shit ever happened? So are you people crazy? You want peace? You think that they're going to get over it? How long has this Arab-Israeli shit been going on? 1,000 fucking years. You think they're gonna get? You think this shit is gonna be okay? That people are gonna get over it? All right, man. You know, you're welcome to that. You know, I truly and sincerely hope you get what you want, but you better buy books and guns. You know, because we're really arriving at a point where this. It can't continue to be taken lightly. So, you know, shout out to Sandra Bland's family, Sam DuBose's family. And one thing I'll say for that DA in Cincinnati, he used to be a police officer in that school. So he's offended by that. You know what I'm saying? They worked a lot, you know, they worked a long time to try to get peaceful relations with the surrounding neighborhood. You know, just like Columbia and Harlem, a lot of these other schools in the surrounding urban areas, there's always a kind of animosity when you've got poor people looking at ivory towers and shit. So there's always that kind of resentment. And that school, from what I understand, has been working very hard to try to eliminate that. And this incident just throws that entire shit in the toilet. So, you know, I like this language, though. We'll see if it means anything in the court.
Jeff Mills. You there?
Daddy!
Jeff Mills?
Daddy, you got Jeffrey!
Okay.
Daddy,
O.G. Drake.
Yo.
You saw it. The NFL season is almost back. Your boy Brady is appealing. Your thoughts?
You know what? I think the whole thing could have been avoided if he just said, I mean, it's common knowledge he likes smaller footballs. So he could have just said in the beginning, you know,
I didn't tell him to do none of that shit. But you know what? I do like my boss more. Maybe they went, you know, pause, and maybe they went too far. Now we at a point where you can't back down now. So, you know, now it is what it is. But Robert Kraft feels, you know, he's rightfully so upset because in every case that has gone to arbitration, the penalty has gone down, whether it's one game, two games, or whatever. Kraft took that hit. Remember, that report ruled that the Patriots as an organization did no wrong. And Robert Kraft fell on the sword for the league, and he fell on the sword, you know, in an attempt to say, well, if I do this, let this Tom Brady shit go and we can move on. Here's a million, here's two picks. But Roger Goodell said, fuck you. I ain't lightening no load. You getting it too. So now it's like, well, fuck me, then fuck you. But remember back when this shit happened and I said that's what Robert Kraft get for dealing with Ted Bassett? Well, now the chickens have come home to roost. So you get what you get. I think Seattle's the favorite this year anyway. Hopefully their contract situation won't go towards disrupting their harmony. They got a big weapon in Jimmy Graham, man. And that was one of their, you know, they never had a real first-class receiver. Now they do. And they retain most of their defense. So this should be interesting. A couple knuckleheads. The guy from the 49ers had to retire because he blew his fucking hand off. Jason Pierre-Paul basically just lost a $60 million contract because he blew his finger off, but he can still play. So lucky for the Giants fans there. I don't know. I'm excited. I'm tired of baseball. You know, NBA Summer Leagues is over, so football is in 48 days. Like, it can't come fast enough.
Tired of baseball.
Just start. Are you there?
Tired of baseball, man.
Tired of baseball. I mean,
yeah, man.
You know, that's the key right there. Tired of baseball. I'm not even going to talk about the Tom Brady joint. We know he did it. He should have just came clean. That's that. I do want to talk Minnesota Vikings. My sleeper team in the NFL this year. AP is back. Probably feeling refreshed after not playing for a year. Bridgewater taking the next step up. I think the Vikings can surprise some people this year. Seattle's still my favorite. They've been the favorite the last 3 years. To me, that still remains. Like OG just said, Jimmy Graham, tight end, down the seam, 6'10", whatever he is, he's a monster. They drafted this kid out of Kansas State, Tyler Lockett, wide receiver. He could be a monster. And they still got Marshawn, who is a monster. That team is loaded, offense and defense. Cam Chancellor's still there. Richard Sherman's still there. Earl Thomas still there. Bobby Wagner's still there. They're a problem.
Yeah, man. If they don't win,
something's wrong. I mean, something was wrong last year when they called that bullshit play at the goal line. Something was wrong with them then. But if they don't get to this chip this year, I think people got to get fired. They should have fired their offensive coordinator last year for that boneheaded play that they called in the Super Bowl. But they didn't. So we'll see what happens. But they're loaded, man. They are the team to beat in my eyes. In the AFC, it depends on how long Brady is gone for. If Brady would just sit down for this first four games, it would serve the Patriots better. But his ego is such that he's going to fight. And when he loses, he might lose in November or December or January. And that four-game suspension would come at the end of the regular season when they're making a playoff push or in the playoffs. So I hope he, you know, fights. And I hope he takes it to court all the way, plays the first month, and then when they get that ruling, he's out four games because they're not going to win. He's not going to win the appeal. So Patriots fans got to really, you know, you got four. I don't know if this year you're getting five. Dallas Cowboys. McFadden is already hurt.
They ain't going to win shit. They're the fucking
He's
Cowboys.
Already hurt.
Delusional motherfucker.
You let DeMarco go. You brought in McFadden. And McFadden is already hurt. They didn't even start training camp yet. The man is unable to perform. He's hurt already.
Shit, they could have got McFadden and Whitehead for all that shit.
So the Cowboys ain't going nowhere. So that's where I'm at with it, man. It's going to be an interesting year. Cincinnati, you know, Marvin Lewis, he about to get fired this year.
Should have been fired.
He should have been fired. I think the NFC East might be a little bit difficult this year. So we'll see. It's going to be an exciting season, man. And I think look out for the Rams. I popped off St. Louis Rams.
Yeah,
they have an
yeah.
opportunity to make some noise. Todd Gurley is a beast in waiting. And with a competent quarterback, they can do some things because their defense is thick. So I look for the St. Louis Rams to challenge out west. That's where I'm at. But thank God the NFL is back.
I think that Just Starks just put a meat and hex on the Rams again this season. So I don't take his encouragement seriously. Thanks. Moving forward, back to a more serious topic. Black Lives Matter, now labeled as a quasi-terrorist group, maybe? Jeff Starks, your thoughts on public
perception?
I'd like
to put an amend on, perhaps a little more room here for the fixes.
How they move forward.
We're
going
to have a lot of fixes. We're going to have so many fucking fixes.
Let me just say, anything that Bill O'Reilly says, do not believe. Fox News, Bill O'Reilly comparing the Black Lives Matter movement to the Gestapo, like, really, fuck you, get out of here, you're not to be taken seriously. But what I do take seriously is that a transformation may be occurring with this protest movement morphing into political. I think that's what we're seeing right now. I think you're seeing candidates being asked to answer the question of do black lives matter to you and what are you going to do about this criminal injustice system that is disproportionately harming black folks. We have to be able to get off of the streets, use that energy and funnel it into making the people who make decisions that benefit us. That is where this entire thing needs to move to. When they shot it down Bernie Sanders, they shot it down Martin O'Malley, that's moving in a direction that we really haven't seen before. That's moving
in a direction that's
telling the political powers that we are here and we are a force to be reckoned with. If you don't answer to our specific problems, we don't care what your platform is. We care about what you're going to do for our community. That was an important moment. That was a big step forward. And I give all the credit to this generation, this young generation that's leading.
You mean the ones that don't care about nothing? Those guys?
Exactly. Those guys who are at the forefront of this entire thing. They are beating down doors. They are making people take notice. And politicians and the people who run shit better understand that this is not your old-timey black folk movement. Nobody
These
wants
ain't
to
niggas you
Kumbaya.
Can buy. You can't buy them out.
Nobody wants hugs. Nobody wants, you know, a cup of coffee and have a beer together. Nobody wants to do that. People are demanding change. They are demanding that you recognize the very specific problems that are plaguing the black community by this racist, white supremacist culture that we live in. What are you going to do about it? Because if you don't do something about it, you're not going to have an easy time anymore. That's what they're saying. And I, for one, I'm happy. I'm glad this is happening. This is a historic awakening, I think, because there is power and there is cachet in calling people to the mat. What are you going to do, Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, Jeb Bush, whoever it may be? What are you going to do for us? We got to take that national approach and then really apply it locally, like they did in Ferguson, changing the complexion of their, you know, city council, the people who make the decisions. This is where the battles will be fought. Keep the pressure on the streets, but you also got to make the people who make those decisions notice that you won't be taken for granted anymore.
Oh, Diesel.
I think it's about time that this aggression has brought itself out in the political arena. You know, that marching in the street shit is good for attention, and, you know, the riots do what they do to keep the edge and keep that fear alive. But really, nothing's going to get moved until you begin to operate politically. So for them to take that stance and to get on that stage, it makes them relevant because now they're transacting in the currency that these people respect. Now, you know, the money, you got to have the money and you got to be able to coalesce and band together. You really do need to start getting our money and our infrastructure and our media together. But this is just a powerful, powerful thing. They need to be held accountable and it needs to be public. No more backroom deals, no more backroom meetings. You're not going to get on the phone and tell Reverend Chicken Wing Al Sharpton to do something or quiet the Negroes up. It's getting to the point where these things are very public and very embarrassing, so to speak. So they have to do something about it. They have to be mindful of what is coming. So I'm excited for it. I'm happy to see it. And, you know, I hope they keep it on and keep that pressure on, man. I applaud them for having the courage that a lot of the post-civil rights generation didn't have.
Now with 10, 12 minutes left in the show, we want to discuss the almighty food topic, which is now a beverage topic, considering it is hot as hell out here in the streets. The best refreshment to keep cool in the summer, whether it be healthy, just okay,
or straight up disastrous to your health. Cold Diesel.
Well, in the immortal words of the great, the late guru, limonada, lemonade, was a popular drink, and it still is. La bebida que más sabrosa. You can do so many things with it. First of all, as a beverage, it's almost as unique as bacon in its ability to have a flavor profile that is unmatched, yet malleable to fit any situation. You know? You feel like spice? Add a little bit of honey, and then dash some Tabasco sauce in it. If you want to be refreshed, right? But you want that raspy feeling. What you do is, you get some vodka. You get a simple syrup, and you get some pepper and some ice. Trust me, thank me later. You can add mango to it, strawberry, blueberry, any fruit you can add to it. You know, for you Negroes who aren't afraid, you can add some watermelon to it. You can add mint to it. You can add Hennessy to it. There's so many things that you can do with lemonade. You want to get tropical? Get some pineapple or some mango puree. On the rooftop, on the stoop, in your house, at the beach, in a car. Lemonade is unmatched in its ability to fight the heat and meet your needs as a delicious, potent beverage. You got a girl. You don't got to pull a Bill Cosby. You let her know, hey, look, man, I got some lemonade. There's something in it. There's vodka in it. There's tequila in it. It is hot out. You might get yourself a Rosie Perez situation. You might clean up from Do the Right Thing. And once you have some alcohol in you, guess what? You're thirsty for what? More lemonade. It's self-fulfilling prophecy. Nothing can beat it.
Just starts. Do you get more props and stunts than Bruce Willis, too?
No. But I have to agree that lemonade is the go-to drink. I'm sorry. I mean, I know a lot of people believe in the iced tea, sweet tea, whatever the hell you want to call it. Nothing compares to an ice cold glass of lemonade on a hot and humid day. Absolutely nothing. It's refreshing. It's healthy because it has lemons in it. Lemons is good for you. Citrusy. It's just everything that you need. You could add sweetener to it. You could have it tart. You could put alcohol in it. You could put fruit in it. It's just so adaptable. There's really, really nothing that can compare to it. So I'm going to have to agree with OD. Lemonade.
Of course, I disagree with both of you. As I have the true ideal win for the summer drink. Not lemonade, but limeade. Limeade.
I think you're just being contrarian.
Look who's talking. Limeade, gentlemen. Limeade. Moving.
Where you even find that shit?
In a Snapple bottle, my nigga.
Snapple? You sure made that shit?
You don't get the
real limeade from what is that? The Simply Limeade?
Snapple, man. Snapple.
Snapple.
Moving forward to the parting shots. Old Diesel, set things off, bro.
My parting shot goes to the GOP. You know, when Obama was running. And we at the firing squad don't always agree with President Obama, but when he was running, all kinds of ridiculous shit. Was he born here? This, that, and the third. Now you assholes are getting some of your own medicine courtesy of the even bigger asshole, Donald Trump. Enjoy that shit. Revel in that shit. This is going to be the funniest debate of all time, courtesy of Mr. Hairpiece. And I can't wait to see that shit. Fuck them. They bought it on themselves.
Just Jay.
Yeah, I'm here. I mean, my parting shot, man, is to JPP, New York Giants.
Yo, yo.
I knew.
Yo.
This man has basically said, you know, I'm not showing up. I'm not coming. I'm going to rehab on my own. Y'all don't even need to see me. The team is like, we don't even know how. We don't even know how many fingers he has. That's what the team said. We don't know how many fingers he has left because he hasn't allowed anyone to see him. JPP,
unbelievable.
Man, when he got that blonde mohawk, I knew
you
he
knew
was the type of
you
Haitian.
Knew.
I knew he was the type of Haitian that my mother always warned me about. JPP. I popped off.
My parting shot is a conversation that was had with Just Jay earlier this week. It was scorching hot in New York City. I call him and I was like, yo, if you see somebody eating a slice of pizza in this weather, do you think they're the devil? And Just Jay says yes. Just Jay, can I ask you a question? Just Jay, can I ask you a question?
I'm waiting.
Am I allowed to ask you the question?
Absolutely.
Guess what I have for dinner tonight, my nigga?
Pepperoni.
And with that, we're the firing squad. The very
Holy
contrarian,
God.
The very hypocritical, the very everything that is the stew of this show. And with
Before
that, we wish you. Yes.
Before we go, we did try that Simply Limeade, and it was horrible. We bought it in lieu of the lemonade. Never again.
By accident or in lieu? Did you make a
in
conscious choice?
We made the conscious choice. In lieu of, we made the conscious choice. Never again.
Like I said, the very contrarian, the very hypocritical, three-sided show that is the Fire Squad. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for calling. Thank you for checking in. We'll be back next Thursday. In the meantime, you can throw salt, insult us, simple shade, hate, everything that you want to throw at us on Twitter at odiesel, at Just Jay Selden Haitian Way, JUSTEJ. His account is still private. You can catch me at I Popped Off. Yes, his account is still private. He's on the fence about you Haitian niggas with blonde mohawks. And with that,
we out.
I popped off. I'm
out. We don't know how many fingers he has.
JPP.
JPP. And with that, we out.
A billion-dollar organization. Peace.
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 Peace.